up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, back for another week. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got a handful of polka records. My mission this week is to play them. All you have to do is listen. Dance if you feel like it. I'm easy. All right, let's just get right to work here. I got a bunch of records to play. I hope you're ready for a little action this week on the Oompa Hour. Let's start out with the Richie Vadnall Orchestra. This is the Freeway Polka. Just like that, we're too far in to turn around now. It's another edition of the Oompa Hour, getting us rolling there with Richie Vadnall and his orchestra and the Freeway Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, I'm going to tell you right now that I am officially battling my annual October cold. I get it every year. It's nothing to worry about, but it irritates me because it happens every October. And this time, it's like a couple of weeks, maybe at least a week, maybe 2 weeks early. Normally, I wind up trick-or-treating, sucking on Hall's cough drops, but maybe I'll be over this before we get to the end of the month. What with the early start, we'll see, but so far, so good. You know, one of those little Sudafed pills and a couple of Tylenol, you're in pretty good shape, man. I always wonder how the itty-bitty pills can work. You see them little, like, Sudafeds? They're tiny, they're like not even a quarter of an inch across, and it's like, how can this possibly do anything in this gigantic body? But I don't know. Somehow, they do. It's amazing. Now, this next record proves if you're doing an instrumental song, whether it's a surf song, a rock and roll song, country song, if it's an instrumental song, you can name it anything you want, and it just doesn't matter. Because I have here the Pastels Orchestra. They're going to do the Pete Moss Polka. Now, I've met Pete Moss. I've never seen him polka. This is Pete Moss, like P-E-A-T, not P-E-T-E. That would be terrible if your name was Pete Moss. Hi, who are you? I'm Pete Moss. I bet there's somebody named Pete Moss out there. What cruel parents those would be. Anyway, this is obviously not a song about Pete Moss or even gardening. It's an instrumental, for Pete's sake. But I think you're supposed to think about gardening or maybe transplanting some plants or something. I don't know, but here at the Pastels Orchestra, it's the Pete Moss Polka. Thank you. See? Nothing about Pete Moss in the whole song. That's the Pastels Orchestra. That's the Pete Moss Polka. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show where we're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum right now in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by, pay him a visit, say hi, take a look at all those darn accordions. There's like 1,400 accordions in there. And you know, that's not an exact number. It could be 1,374, 1,406. But that's kind of a round figure, you know, and that's a lot. I don't even think you could really look at them and think about them and analyze them all in one day. And there's so much more, you know. They have the accordion repair and technician school there. They have a lot of research materials on the music, the instruments, the people, the history, all right there in their research room. And the beautiful concert hall, of course, the gift shop, all that stuff. Check them out. They're right there on Belknap Street over in Superior, Wisconsin. You can find them online, too, worldofaccordions.org. And you can see some pictures of some of the displays in the museum. And just overall be impressed by the vast amount of accordion knowledge that is lurking there. Man, if you're doing any kind of a research thing or a school project or you're just curious, what a place to start. World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin. Tell them the Oompa Hour sent you. And then look back at them with their confused look on their face. It'll be worth it. All right. I got Whoopi John right here on turntable number two. It's the Banjo Polka.
Ring, ring, ring the banjo loud while we dance the polka proud. Ring, ring, ring the banjo till we rock the room and rafter sill.
Whoopi John there and the Banjo Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week of all the fun and chills and thrills and excitement here on the old polka show. All right, let's do a waltz. This is not gonna, I'm not counting this as our official waltz of the day. I always try to do one serious waltz for all you romancers out there. And this is more of a comedy waltz or a novelty waltz. I'm not counting this as the official waltz. They're going to get two waltzes in this week's show. This is Starro. You looking for a fight? Yep, it's the Pala Brothers Orchestra.
Tomorrow morning when I awake, I go with a partner fish in the lake. My staroshi say you go like heck. You go for fishing, I break your neck. Oy, 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 staro, you're looking for a fight. Oy, 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 staro, you go fly him a kite. I go for hunt, I shoot for rabbit, I shoot for skunk. My staroshi say you no go shoot, you go for hunt, then I give you boot. Oy, 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 staro, you're looking for fight. Oy, 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 staro, you go fly in my kite. On the telephone, my partner calling, him say, hey, Yashu, let's go for bowling. I like him bowling and catching fishes, but the Moya star making me wash dishes. Oy, 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 staro, you go climb him a tree. Oy, 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 staro, you no padre me. Everybody sing.
There you have it there, Pele Brothers, and that is a waltz, but it's kind of a silly waltz, so we'll get a more romantic waltz in later in the show. But anyway, there you have them here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're here for another week, because this happens every week right here, same place, same time, whether you're listening on a radio or a podcast or a web stream or a download or any of a billion zillion different possibilities. Every week, it's right here. Now, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, want to swap recipes, want to give me tune-up advice, whatever. There are many ways to get a message to the Oompa Hour. If you want to get a request in or whatever, you can phone and leave a voice message or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. Seems easy enough. 218-259-2985. Voice message or a text to that address, that phone number would be just fine. You can email oompahour at AOL.com. That's easy. Oompa Hour, all one word, all smashed together, little bitty letters. Oompahour at AOL.com or Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right. Glad to try to dig out those requests. Give me a good lead time, though, because the records aren't very organized and neither am I. But I'm glad to get them on if I can find them for you. I got a Myron Florin album sitting right here. Thought I'd play one. Of course, you know Myron from the Lawrence Welk Show. But he made a ton of records, and I never seem to play him very often. I'm doing the strip polka, and it's kind of sad because it's an instrumental version, so you're going to have to sing it yourself. There you go, Myron Florin there. That's the Strip Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another week here on the old show. And, man, so far my October cold is holding up very nicely through the Polka Records today. I'm very happy about that. Now, here's one by a group called Johnny's Hot Shots, and it's the Butte Polka. I know a lot of people would like to look at it and say, it's the Butt Polka, ha, 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 but there's an E. It's the Butte Polka. Here you go. There you have it there. That is the Butte Polka. That's what that is. B-U-T-T-E. The Butte Polka. Johnny's Hot Shot. You're at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing anyway? I'm starting to think I'm going to give you a bad joke every week. I know I gave you the one I told my grandson about the Pokemons, I think, last week. And I told him that, and he actually got it, but he was not impressed. He's like, oh, real funny, Grandpa. Jeez. You ready? Now, you might have to think about this joke for a little while. You ready? A woodpecker was acting crazy. So they brought him into the veterinarian and asked the vet, they said, do you think he got into some marijuana? And the vet said, no, I think it's a pill he ate. Get it? A pill he ate. Oh, man, that was terrible. Fortunately, I got Happy Louie standing by.
Wokoło zaśpiewajmy wesoło, wiwat, 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 niech. yes, it's a peach. Dein Hamburger ist Dollar-Trip. Hören wir mit eins, so weit voran. Die Teichen haben geschädert, sie Emily. Womit du was die Schei proschili. Die Teichen haben geschädert, sie Emily. Womit du was die Schei proschili. Życie szybko wypływa, więc nalejcie nam piwa. Życie szybko wypływa, więc nalejcie nam piwa, 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 że nie żyją nam.
Ej, szwabujcie w głowie, bo to nie trzeba.
All right, there you have it there. That's Happy Louie and the Orchestra, and it's the Wee Wat Polka. That's all I can tell you about it anyway, because I have no idea what they're singing. But hey, I can tell you this is the Oompa Hour. I know what I'm singing. Polkas. And an occasional waltz or a schottische or whatever. We will have another waltz coming up in the show. And, of course, our official 78 of the week is on the way here in just a little bit, too. So stand by. Here's Joe Timmer and his orchestra. It's Winky's Polka. Winky's Polka. That's Joe Timmer and the orchestra. I always wonder if those if it refers to the Winkies from the Wizard of Oz. Isn't that what the witches soldiers were called? The Wicked Witch at the castle, weren't they the Winkies? I could be totally wrong, but there's some connection with Winkies to the Wizard of Oz. I don't know, but that's best I can tell you anyway. There's the Ivan Cale Band. Now it's the Rainbow Valley Polka. We'll be right back. right, there you have it there, a little Ivan Cale Band and the Rainbow Valley Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Just looking for another waltz here for the show this week, because we played a waltz, but it was kind of a goofy waltz, and I just feel like I need a more romantic waltz. So I'm looking through the records, see what I can find here. Tell you what, I'm going to play Tom Duda and the orchestra and continue my quest to find a waltz here. Maybe we'll get that on for you next. I got our 78 of the week picked out already, so the pressure's off there a little bit anyway. So let's do this one from Tom Duda. Where is Bonnesville? I don't know what it means either, but here it is. There you go, Tom Duda and the orchestra. Where is Bonnesville? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. Glad you're along with here. Promised you one more waltz because I thought the last one we had was kind of silly, and I owed you a more sincere waltz, and this one seemed appropriate. Cousin Fuzzy and his Doughboys, as a matter of fact, and the Honeymoon Waltz. Thank you. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys. And there's your official nice romantic waltz. That is the Honeymoon Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. How the heck are you doing anyway? Here we are in the middle of a week. We're well into October now. There's no going back. Are you getting ready for Halloween and all that kind of stuff and trick-or-treating and all that? Man, all my kids are too old trick-or-treat. Got a grandson still trick-or-treat, so. But trick-or-treating ain't what it used to be back when I was a kid, man. You ever know? I mean, we get like 6 trick-or-treaters. It's kind of depressing. Although I know people that live in like bigger neighborhoods that get like 200. So, you know, it's not spread out even like it used to be in the good old days, you know? Are you ready for our 78 of the week? I can tell by the look in your radio that you are. I have a Viola Turpinin's Scandinavian Ensemble. Yes, I really do. And there's some very good accordioning in this one. This is the Let's Go Polka. Let's crank her up to 78. Mighty darn good sound at 78 right there. That's the Let's Go Polka with Viola Turpinin's Scandinavian Ensemble here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's go over here for one from the Polish Kid, shall we? Here's Dark Eyes. Thank you. There you have it. That's the Polish Kid. That's Dark Eyes. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show every week. It's an hour of polka music right here. Glad you're enjoying it. Let's do the Polish Gypsy. It's Bob Gazda and his all-stars. Bob Gazda and the All-Stars there. Polish Gypsy. I was envisioning in my mind a ballroom full of people dancing to that. And I was like, that would be a wild whirlwind of twirling skirts and stuff. That was a big number. You know what I mean? Anyway, Bob Gazda and the All-Stars here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show where all this kind of silliness seems to happen each and every week. Glad you're a part of it for another week. Let's do one from Elmer Scheid, shall we? It's the Redhead Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have a little Elmer Scheid for you. I don't know why, but in my brain I could hear Whoopi John yelling out in that one. And he's obviously not on an Elmer Scheid record, but it felt a lot like a Whoopi John record. And that doesn't happen very often. I'm going to see if I can't sneak in a couple of more songs. Hang on, we got to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's see. You know, I always pull a big stack of records for the show every week, and I always pull more records than I'm going to need. And they kind of pile up on me, and I work my way through the pile. I'm like, there's like seven Lil Wally records in this stack waiting to get played. I thought, you know, I should probably just play one of these, get one of them out of the stacks. Let's do it, huh? What'll you have? Here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. There you go, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys there. What do you have here at Tim Zumpa Hour? Your old-time oldie show as we get ready to wrap up another show here already, believe it or not. You would think that a professional organization like this, like the Big Shot Oompa Hour, would have a box of Kleenex in the studio, wouldn't you? So I'm battling this cold that I get every October, and I knew there wasn't going to be a Kleenex in the studio, so I brought one in with me. But you know what? When you have a cold, you need more than one Kleenex, and you just can't get two episodes into one tissue. You know what I mean? Man, oh man. All right, I'm going to sneak in one more record here. Let's do Stan Wisniak and the Orchestra, I Like Bomba.
Sunday night. have a great big glass of beer.
There's a nice big booming voice on that I Like Boomba song right there. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, Stan Wisniak right there with his orchestra. And the old clock on the wall says, yep, that's going to be the last record for today. So I'm going to launch the theme song here. We're going to get the heck out of here. But have no fear, because I'll be back in a week. It's not that long. It'll seem like I went by in the blink of an eye, all right? At least that's what it seems like to me when I gotta go find another stack of records.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.